All right, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics too, man.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Because I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you want to be me? Always the innovator.
Yeah, my woman's, trying to get me to swoop in and get a quickie in before I go to work.
Hey, that's the reason why he's eating the blue M&M's, bro. He's sucking down them blue M&M's. Hey, you know back in the day I used to fucking get women or chicks, young ass fucking girls were going like, I was like, hey baby, you know I can make you horny. She's like, how? I'm going to give you nothing but green M&M's. Green M&M's.
Is that why you're separating these?
I'm not eating the green ones. Save them for later.
He's going to give his old lady the green M&M's. She's horny.
Yeah, she says come by before work.
Yeah, downside is driving all the way out to Lamont.
Hey, DJs, that's how much he loves you tonight. He's giving up pussy to be here right now.
there's one more crack house where parking lot's not getting laid. Oh, no, that's Tony.
Dang, I didn't say that.
Hey, well, you know, he got laid not too long ago, man.
Allegedly.
He came in, he's like, oh, man, my abs are fucking hurting. I'm all, yeah, because you ain't used those motherfuckers in years.
He said abs, bro. Get out of here.
Who uses abs when the bitch is on top?
Yeah, come
exactly.
On, man. I mean, come on. You do, I just lay out.
Boy. I just lay the fuck down. That she does all the work.
Dude, she's going to work riding in full and can't even breathe through the fucking blueberry lemonade smoke.
No, she don't mind it then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a
covers up the smell of sweat.
Yeah. Blow it in my face. And she ain't talking about the
vape. Give me my secondhand vape, baby.
Fucking party lot, dude. The fucking blueberry lemonade mama.
Well, a few weeks ago, we had an episode where we were talking about podcast only, or Patreon only, Commander.
Doing our...
So we finally played our game.
Yay.
We played round two. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
Tony lost.
Tony lost. Big time, bro.
Tony was the first one out.
Big
no,
time.
No, unfortunately, that
oh,
was
no,
me.
Oh, no, you were the first one out.
I was right? The first one out Again.
Well, that's what happens when you play fucking...
Two-time bottom of the pile champ.
Is it because the night deck just goes wide real quick?
That's the problem. We dedicate. It rushes out real good, real fast, but then board wipe.
And then people hate
board
it.
Wipe.
Yeah.
I board wiped a couple of times because I'm already behind.
Is whoever does my deck, hopefully they give me Neville's disc.
You need more sweepers?
My one fucking card so I can just fucking just wipe the field.
Yeah. It just feels
we're going to raise the budget up to $400 because then I can fucking play...
oh, God.
No. How much is
Guardian
a,
Beast?
How much is a Cyclonic Rift? That's all Bob cares about.
They're
he can't even play it in the Black Red.
But I can play Devastation Tide, though.
Yeah, he's got something he can play.
He'll be like, hey, Patreon, give me one Cyclonic Rift and 10 Islands.
No, we're going to play I'm going to play Devastation Tide.
What's that one do, Bob?
Miracle Cost, I get to fucking... It's basically a baby Cyclonic Rift.
It's not as good, but it's okay.
Yeah. That's a Miracle Cost of one blue, one colorless.
I don't know what I need, really. Doublers. That'd be it.
Again, I'm playing Angie.
I have a Girid. Get Red. And Mr. Wall over here.
No, I don't run the wall. I run the...
Yeah, but you play the wall
deck. Oh, yeah, I play the wall deck. Yeah.
He plays the Mexican wall deck.
You know, when we first did this, I was kind of bummed out because you know me. If it's blue, I fucking fuck you. That's what Biffo says. So when I got stuck with it, I was like, fuck. But my boy Domingo came through, bro. He came through for me. Hey, Domingo, if you're listening, bro. Thank you, man. Because I didn't have to do nothing. I go, hey, bro, what should I do? He straight goes, take these out, put these in. I go, all right, cool. And this time, your boy Biffo came through and finally got a W. Still undefeated.
Shit.
Wow.
So who'd you have, parking lot?
I had Callum. And we got our shit together. Sorry, Callum. I did not draw into the spice that, you know, your pet card. I'm going to try to keep it in there for round two, or round three, I should say.
So, hold on. Are you going to tell us what card it was?
Yeah,
you
didn't
it was
tell us before either.
I know, I didn't want to tell you guys. And
or
I'm,
you just
why
keep
am I
it a secret on? Until you actually play the motherfucker.
Nah, I think I'm okay with telling you guys. I just got to remember the actual correct name, because I'm going to get it fucking wrong. It's an angel. It's white. It cost a hell of a lot, CMC-wise.
Hell of a lot.
Yeah. Sarah Angel?
Not Sarah. No. The one that she exiles. She exiles a couple things when she comes in. I'm just spacing on the name. No, it's triple white. Return to Ravnica.
Not Exalted Angel, is it?
No, not Exalted.
Triple white return. Oh, I didn't play RTR. I played the return to the return of the return.
Of the king.
Of the king. the return around
me. I'm going to figure this out.
So while he's talking about that, man, we're going to do spoiler list, man. So how do you like the Mandalorian so far?
The Mandalorian? I only seen two episodes. I guess we're on episode four now, too. You know the tightest part was the little Yoda. The little Yoda's
dude,
badass.
Dude.
He's like, he just rolls around like that. So, that shit was cool. I like the Mandalorian. So, like, you know... Obviously,
hey, it's how Star Wars should
to no surprise,
be.
Biffle's not some big Star Wars fucking nerd.
Well, the thing
I
is,
like
I've talked to hardcore Star Trek fans. I mean, some straight Trekkies. I mean, they would watch Star Trek over Star Wars. And they're like, dude, I'm sorry, but The Mandalorian is how the last three Star Wars movies should have been made.
Yep. Damn fucking straight.
I have a question, because I'm not a Trekkie either. Is Trek more like adult-oriented than Star Wars is?
It's like, been around like, longer.
It feels like Star Wars is kind of geared to like kids, too.
That's,
you know,
Disney,
mean?
Dude. Star Wars originally was supposed to be a rock opera, dude.
What?
That's how it was originally pitched, was a rock opera. A space rock opera.
So like Rocky Horror? Kind of
basically
shit.
But no singing.
No half naked dudes dressed like women.
Well, I'm sorry.
Fuck
though, man,
that dude.
Hey, all I know is when Princess Leia was walking around that motherfucker with her titties bouncing up and down, she wasn't wearing a bra.
Yeah.
There was Carrie bras.
They had to tape Carrie Fisher's nipples down because they were sticking out on that outfit of hers.
But she's the only one in there, right? There ain't no, like, Star Wars is just a bunch of just, like, soldiers and shit, right? It's like, no.
Oh, yeah, man. It's in a galaxy far, far away.
Was a...
Long ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars.
What?
When did Disney get Star Wars?
They acquired the license two or three years ago.
Oh, okay. So episode one.
Was a little longer than that.
So episode one didn't have anything to do with Disney.
No.
No.
So one, two, and three was somebody else.
George Lucas.
Yeah, that Jar Jar shit is... Yeah,
it was a mistake.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this?
I was hoping he would have been a Sith Lord, bro.
There's still a chance. There's still a chance. Still a fucking chance.
He's not a Sith Lord. He was just a retard.
Here's the thing.
He was just a retard.
Star Wars canon has changed.
No. Well, the Star Wars original Star Wars canon, man, at the end of fucking Return of the Jedi, his happy ass is a juggler on fucking Naboo, a street performer, because that's the only way he can make a fucking living.
Yeah, that's fair.
How the fuck is that going to be a Sith Lord?
You never know, man.
Biffo don't know much, but he knows that you have to be a fucking... You have to be trained in the Jedi arts and then be bad.
Right? Sir, there is evidence to suggest he does have Force powers. He did not die in the battle of, I believe it was Coruscant.
Yeah.
He did not die. And he was a fucking moron through the entire fight scene, but he never got shot.
And he also used the Jedi mind trick on a couple of people, too.
Jar Jar did?
Yes.
So he's got
he has some force in him.
Really? Oh god.
Yeah, he has some.
It's
fucking,
just they
he has
never
some, like,
went into
him. Sticking his ass.
Oh, yeah, god. Yeah. Pretty sure that's my maybe
Can
how
Watto
he got it.
Watto be a fucking Jedi?
Watto.
That's the baddest motherfucker in all of Star Wars, bro.
Fuck him.
He's the baddest fucking dude. You know how badass Watto is, fool?
He's a greedy ass.
The Jedi's couldn't even mind trick that fool, bro.
I know. Because he's a Jew. He's a living. I'm not holding back punches. He's a living embodiment of a fucking Jew. He's cheap.
I like money.
He's cheap. Money. He loves his money. Giant ass nose. Conspiracy confirmed. Watto's a Jew.
Christ, man. Oh, hey, man. Parking lot.
Shit, man. So, you know, Vader's a black man. ooh, hold on, man. Hold on. Hayden Christensen is a white guy.
Yeah.
But when he gets older, he turns into a black man.
Oh, yeah.
It's called reverse albinoism.
No.
I don't know.
It's reverse vitiligo, where his skin gets like Uncle Ruckus, man. His skin gets darker and more cracked and weathered as
Hold
he ages.
Biffle's not the smartest or the Star Wars freak here, but didn't he get burned?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man.
You know, if you got burnt, man, you're only reddish color.
But
man,
isn't when, if I remember right, at that last time when Luke takes his mask off and shit, isn't he all like kind of pale?
He's pale white. Because he is
James Earl Jones, bro. You know, James Earl Jones too was you know where he was weird for was like the fucking Conan when he was a snake. Remember that shit?
Oh,
he was all like
when he was Thulsa Doom in the Conan Barbarian.
Yeah.
Now, also, mind you, the actor who was the who played the body of Darth Vader for the majority of the films did not get to be the body for the final scene with the face reveal, which they then an organization.
The guy's name is David Prowse.
There we go. Yeah.
The reason why David Prowse got Vader is because he was a bodybuilder. He was also tall. You know, he's over 6 foot fucking 6'4".
My height.
So he was big. That's the reason why he got. The thing is, dude, he's got a real thick English accent, and I've heard some of the original audio.
They tried to do dialogue with him?
They did. Oh, all the dialogue was originally 100% done throughout the entire movie of him speaking. But they had James Earl Jones come in and do the voiceover for it,
like the
which
voice.
That didn't upset him. He was okay. He at that time he was not upset that his voice was gonna be written over. He kind of expected it to happen.
Yeah, bro. You think fucking the guy that played the Predator and Harry and the Hendersons gave a fuck? getting paid, bro.
Yeah. And so it was after the fact that when that scene was being shot and they're like, he wasn't called in for it. He was pissed. Like, this is the scene. Why can't I have that moment?
At least the face.
Yeah, the face reveal. He's been on this for, 10 years at that point, playing the same character?
What if he didn't... Oh, never mind.
Problem is he's... Lucas has blackballed him from fucking events.
I don't know, man. That paycheck.
You have your.
You are. You played three fucking movies. You did the Star Wars Christmas fucking special.
You know, now that was a mistake.
Iconic fucking villain in the last 20 years during that time frame. You don't want a fucking face reveal? Fuck no, man. Let's get this other fucking actor.
Who can speak the part better.
Yeah, okay.
And here's the problem. He didn't have fucking James Earl Jones' voice.
No, they wrote it off to...
It was a voice box.
Yeah, some sort of voice box. Like, really? That's kind of a slap in the face, James Earl Jones. But at that point, I don't think he even gave a damn.
That was a check, man, for him.
I'm pretty sure that motherfucker's still cashing checks on that shit. If he's still alive.
Who?
The bodybuilder dude.
David Prowse? He's making money, but he had to actually do a crowd fund me because, dude, he can't walk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The curse of bodybuilding.
Yeah, fucking his son cut his legs off, stupid. he's wedging people.
No.
You guys are hating on Wedge, bro. You guys are hating on Wedge, bro.
We're saving it for later.
Either way, fucking, it doesn't matter. People that, like, the real hardcore nerds, like fucking Bob knew his fucking name. Those guys are going to go see you, bro, when you're at your fucking Star Wars.
I'm just happy that, you know,
shit.
I knew,
oh, fuck,
I knew the story behind it. Yeah, unfortunately, I could not remember the name, but I remember watching the documentary about it.
Well,
and that was a great documentary.
So let me see. Star Wars came out in 77. James Earl Jones wasn't that huge of an actor.
He really wasn't?
Because in 79 is when he did Roots.
No, I didn't watch that. That's Kunta Kinte, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch
that. Kunta Kinte.
I'm Mexican, bro. Like, we don't watch Roots and what's the white man's fucking...
White man's burden?
Whatever. All your fucking... We watch Blood In, Blood Out, bro. That's our Roots, bro.
Hey, man, fuck you, man. Hell no, man. You never watched Zoot Suit with fucking James Earl Jones?
Nope.
Oh, not James Earl Jones, but Edward James Olmos.
Oh, no. Now we watched American Me.
Man, that ain't shit, man. You never watched Boulevard Nights?
Fucking any of the Pachuco movies from the late 70s, early 80s? Yeah, I thought Boulevard Nights.
And Parking Lots over here going cricket.
Blood In, Blood Out was my Roots, bro. How about that?
Miklo, ese Miklo.
Pato Loco forever, Holmes. Yeah.
And the funny thing is everyone goes, "Hey man, he's a white guy." No. He's actually Mexican.
He's just the bleach white Mexican.
He got Spanish blood in him, so he's actually 100%.
Yeah, he's just bleach white.
He's got blue eyes. Because I know my old lady, fucking do a blood out comes on. Miklo, yeah, man. Fucking starts creaming her jeans for fucking Miklo, man. I'm
like, I tell you what, man. Even if you're not Mexican, I know like fucking 99% of my D-gens are not Mexican, bro. Watch Blood In, Blood Out. You'll like it. I promise.
Well, they've probably all seen Blood In, Blood Out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have. I think a lot of white dudes, like low-key and black guys, watched Blood In, Blood Out.
You can count me. No, that's one I have now.
At least watch it.
Watch
it with your Latina girlfriend, bro.
With fucking El Gallo Negro.
Yeah, El Gallo Negro. No, the best part I'm going to like was where he's trying to fuck that girl, and he's like, "I'm going to paint you like an Aztec princess," and all that shit like that.
Yep.
And you can see some nice titties in that, too. Yep. And then you can see all the cool, funny prison scenes with all you white guys in there.
His prison scenes is when dudes getting ass raped.
It's got skinny. What's his name? What's the dude that used to be with Angelina Jolie? Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh god, really?
White dude named Lightning. Yeah, bro, you gotta watch it. Just watch it.
He's gonna ride.
You have a Mexican girlfriend, bro.
It was a fucking badass movie. Okay, you wanna know why? Because Popeye Sevilla, you know, when Miklo goes to prison, man, he meets up with somebody that has the same placa that, you know, he has on his hand, the same gang. But this guy's an OG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot older than him, and he starts helping him out, man. He's giving him fucking soups. He's fucking hooking him up with all kinds of shit. Takes him back to the things. Give me some choncho.
Yeah, he tries to rape him. He says, "Give me some choncho."
Wow.
Dude, you have a Mexican girlfriend, bro. She probably has it.
Her mom has it somewhere.
She probably has it on VHS somewhere, bro.
Shit, I got the DVD right over there.
Yeah, there's well, there you go.
Hey, you gotta ask my old lady to fucking borrow that.
You got homework.
I don't got a. Remember, I don't have a DVD player anymore.
What?
I'm looking at you over there. Yeah. I'm looking at you. Remember.
Disney Plus.
Last year.
Hey, man. Get on Netflix. Hey,
not true. Is it on Netflix?
You can go on YouTube, man. It's on YouTube for free, too.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
He's just damn fool. Disney Plus got its claws in you that much where you can't even have a DVD player anymore?
No,
it's on Amazon Prime. It might be on Netflix.
Probably.
If it's on, you know, I've got Netflix, though. I'll check. Check later on. But,
let's get on with the fucking story.
Where were we?
We're talking about Commander, man.
Vatos Locos!
And this dealer over here is talking about Vatos Locos forever.
Oh, man. Dude, classic. Why do people listen to us, Bob? Fucking, it ain't for magic, bro.
I think it's for our fucking tangents.
Yeah.
Our tangents are more interesting than the magic content we try to put out.
Ever, bro.
So, because, man, we've gone 19 fucking minutes of talking about fucking
movies.
Star Wars, The Mandalorian, fucking, and Blood In, Blood Out.
Blood In, Blood Out, bro. Watch
what,
it.
What a fucking title. Star Wars, Blood In, Blood Out. I just...
If Darth Vader was a Vato Loco, bro, that's what it's gonna be.
Just wait till episode 3.
Oh, okay,
yeah. That's my next one.
Yeah. Dude, it's fucking bad as fuck, bro.
I'm gonna lie, I didn't know the fuck. Like, I never thought of Boba Fett being, like, all bad. So this
it's not
guy
Boba
is,
Fett.
I know it's not Boba Fett. It's another Mandalorian.
Well,
but I'm saying,
you know,
like,
Boba Fett's not a real Mandalorian.
No, I don't know. I'm not.
No, he's not. In canon, George Lucas has already said that Boba Fett's not an actual Mandalorian.
Well, I was reading some stuff that, like, originally Mandalorian was a race, but now it's just, like, a group of people. They're like,
it's a clique.
Yeah. We're, Mandalorians are like us, bro. We're not all Mexican, Asian, and...
Mandalorian is just the Illuminati of the Star Wars universe.
No. That's the Republic.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's the Republic inside job with the Republic.
Fucking goddamn Galactic Operation Gorgory. Fucking imps. Fucking trying to take over the world.
Death Star never happened. It's a false flag blowing up the planet. It's on the documents at Infowars.com.
It was a volcano super eruption.
Darth Vader confirmed reptilian. Infowars.com.
Oh, wow.
All
right, so... again, I'm playing Angie. You're playing fucking
Geared,
and this dumbass is playing fucking The Wall. I decided to abuse the dog shit out of my fucking general because I have a little land in my fucking deck that allows me to keep bouncing my fucking guy back to my fucking.
It's like I swear to God, I've been reading that land wrong this whole time. I thought you had to sacrifice it to get it back.
No, dude, you just tap it and bounce motherfucker back to your hand.
Damn, it's sorcery speed. That's its weakness, quote unquote, but. God, that was fucking annoying.
Well, I'm going to kill it. Response. I'll bounce her back to my hand.
I think looking back at both games we played, Parking Lot just goes hard.
The first game, I was a noble, man. I did nothing, dude. My deck
didn't.
My deck did absolutely trash.
Biffle played 3 spells, remember? That's had all true. Planes and some fucking other shit. So that's why I'm glad Domingo fucking hooked up my land base, so it went pretty good. But you notice the 2 games, Parking Lot went hard body karate first, fucking...
Right out the gate, man. Yeah, just dude, fucking out boom. The fucking gate.
And that just turns all 3 of us at you, dude.
Oh, yeah, and that's what that deck does. It ramps out...
I left it alone for the longest time. It was Tony going after Parking Lot.
It was a lot of that, but... fucking Biffo, you were getting way uncomfortable close, and I'm like, all right, I got to focus somewhere. Yeah. And then me and Tony were trying to team up for a while because I'm like, hey, I'm going to board wipe after you pass. Just saying. All this bullshit going on over there. I'm board wiping. And I board wiped, 3 times that game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's sad when the guy who's got the dominating board state is like, yeah, if we don't board wipe this stupid combo that Bob's got, but that fucking, what was it, Pestilence Demon, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, God, that was so stupid.
So, yeah.
It's like, we gotta get rid of that stupid Pestilence Demon. Ah, fuck, you got it back again. Yeah. Alright, gotta get rid of it again. Fuck, why can't we exile the graveyard in time? Tony has the fucking Bajuka Bog.
Yep.
Plays it at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I'm like,
That Soul Side deck's really good, too, though, because, like, it can copy all kinds of...
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, when that got out, that was impressive.
I think if it was just straight up, like, no alliances and no political shit, that Naya deck is just going to run over everybody, dude.
If it gets enough, if I get enough time.
Well, that's the thing. I look at Biffle. I was like, man, you know what? I ain't gonna fuck with you.
Don't fuck with me. I'm starting to really dig Commander again.
So it's like, man, you know what? I'm not gonna fuck with you if you don't fuck with me. I'm just gonna fuck with Tony.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna fuck with Tony.
The games are kind of fun too. Like, it's not like us at Commander with our regular decks. It's kind of cool just playing the pre-cons against each other. They're kind of with a little bit.
Well, we've got this format going where, you know, these minor upgrades and playing them. That it becomes a thing.
The good thing about it is we did the budget league.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun. I really liked that.
We did the budget league. Fuck bitch and his fucking $25 fucking decks.
Had to sneak it in there once.
We actually had real fucking $25 budget.
Check it
decks.
Off the list. Parking lot. We already did fuck bitch at least once in this episode.
Yep. So, got it. I got it marked.
So we actually had real budget decks. So. When we, okay, your deck can't be more than 25 fucking bucks, this and that. And we played those lists. And believe it or not, man, they're fucking fun.
They were fun, man. Mm-hmm. And it was cool, too.
Because like, you're looking at playing with cards that you're never going to fucking play because, oh, man, I can't afford Demonic Tutor, but I got to play with Diabolical Tutor.
Yeah, that's what Mitch
the
told me.
The four drop fucking for the... Okay.
You know the cool thing about the budget league to me was anyways is like it was long enough to like where if you didn't you could play multiple decks and it's like cheap enough to be like ah fuck it I'll just order it on TCG and play it next week, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just buy the whole deck for like nothing. It was pretty fun. I dug the budget league. Well, so it kind of feels like that but like not as much. It's cool because we all you know it's us on the podcast and it's cool playing it with you guys anyway. But the D-Gens, getting the D-Gens involved, too, to, like, help us with what they want, what yeah. they think
is
good.
Well, the bad thing is Tony got Geo.
And Tony's not here to represent his
what Geo helped
third place.
Head, you know.
So, sorry, Geo.
Doesn't matter, dude. Like, all of our guys that we got, like, fucking know their shit.
We got the prime time out of the way with this first round. So, now we get... Some of the lesser known, some of those guys have been sitting in the background. I'm kind of hoping to get a couple of different names, but I'm going to keep that to myself for now and see what the next round comes up.
I'm hoping to get Brandon.
Spoiler alert.
Or Sean. One of the two.
Parking lot thinks you
God damn
suck.
It. You took my names. God damn it.
Maybe Perry. I don't know.
Yeah, Perry fucking helps.
Yeah, yeah. Even better, Perry's local.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A little easier. And I got time where I could sit down with Perry. Just casually be like, hey, give me $7 worth of cards.
Yeah, no shit.
Have a go. So, yeah, we're gonna pick the new ones soon, right?
Yeah, I'll do the random generator this week, and then we'll tell you guys who we got next week.
Yeah, after this episode comes out. Whenever you hear this, be ready. You're gonna get a message.
So start grinding your thoughts in the background. Gallum? Angel of Serenity.
Yeah, I got
We'll
Larry.
Come back later.
I got Big Bad Larry.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Larry's, I don't play EDH, man. I'm just going to say, just use these cards. I was like,
fuck it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you were doing good in this game.
Yeah, right. I had a dog in this fucking show.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, well, that's cool.
So no, it was good, man. So, our local LGS has moved away from Standard. Yep. They're doing Pioneer and they're doing Commander now on Friday nights.
Yeah, it's pretty
which
cool.
It's giving Commander two nights a week now, so
how's the turnout? I haven't been to a Tuesday night yet. How's the turnout on Tuesdays?
Tuesdays is normally four pods. Yeah. Pods, you know, four man.
12 to 14
four
players.
Eight, okay, 16. 16. I think we had 14 this week. And so 2 4s, 2 3s.
Well you had 2 3s or 3 3s. And 1 4 this week.
Ah, okay.
13?
Well, yeah, so it's not terrible. No. Even for a Tuesday, which is just kind of a casual whatever day. And we're just like you were saying, we're coming off the back of a holiday. And
I don't know, man. Casher didn't look too happy playing with the kid that the first pod that he was in.
Yeah, see, I wasn't even paying attention to the first pod.
Yeah,
fuck my first pod, goddammit.
He's playing Niv. Or not Niv-Mizzet.
Yeah, it's Niv. Yeah. It's the triple blue, triple red one.
Yeah.
And, oh god.
And it's just you know.
And I looked at it, I was all dude because the kid was gonna go off. I'm all, where's your Force of Will? He's all, I don't got one. I'm going. You want to play counter fucking basically counter
With no force of will?
With no fucking, no nothing. Force of negation, no force of will, no nothing.
Good luck.
Spend some little bit of money.
I think he had negation. I think. Because I think he used that in our my game, or round two.
Is he just barely getting into it? Or has he been?
No, he's been in it. He had the deck before. He also did the budget league with us, too. He made Niv into a budget deck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, this is a... Yeah, that deck's just a... This has been an ongoing thing for him.
Yeah, because I ended up upgrading... I said, fuck it, I just did Yoko for...
Yoko!
For my ninja deck.
Yeah.
And it's not budget now, so...
Yoriko! Ninja's fun. That's for sure.
So I'll probably... I might play on Friday. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm actually... If I show up on Friday, depending on work, I'm actually going to do Commander, not Pioneer.
Yes. What did you play for Pioneer last week?
Same thing, Pummeler. Hey, I've been doing good on both Pioneer events I went to. I was top table on round four, but then my deck shits out.
The shits first breaks.
One, like, I got fucking. I played a mono red and like I don't know, mulligan down to like fucking five or something. Just got wrecked. And then this last one, oh my god, bro! I hate Once Upon a Time. And fucking, I hate Once Upon a Time into like a turn two Steel Leaf into a turn three Questing Beast.
Well, be happy. It's gone.
It's gone. Yeah, so now I can wait a whole turn to do it. But I'm pretty sure that people get mad at me too for like fucking bullshit Pummeler. So it's
at least it's something fucking different.
Yeah, I think I'm the only guy playing it, but. Man, dude, Pioneer's got some cool shit, because like I told you, I missed a lot of that. Return to Ravnica all the way until like Amonkhet, all that shit. I didn't play that shit. So it's kind of cool seeing some of these cards.
I didn't miss it, man. Yeah. Thoughtseize, fucking.
Yeah, Thoughtseize is fucking bitch, Mutavaults. Dude. Yeah. Like I tell you, man, there's some like legit cards, but like it's just so aggro right now. Like it's going to have to settle down after a couple months. And
I don't know. Perry says he's going to change Atraxa to
Super Friends.
No, he originally wanted to do Poison Counter or
Infect. Yeah.
Infect. I'm like, nah, man. You do not do Proliferate with fucking Infect. You do that shit with fucking. You do Super Friends.
Yeah, it's too good. It really is. I think Super Friends does stand out better for that deck. Because
Atraxa is white, black.
White, black, blue, green. Yeah. It's non-red.
So, dude, yeah, you have literally all the fucking best planeswalkers that you can throw money at.
Yeah.
He's all, because I was like, man, you know, I had Bolas Super Friends, and I tore it apart. So he's all, well, maybe I'll let him use some of the stuff out of Bolas Super Friends for it.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Have you been working on any new Commander?
Commander-wise, well, what'd
you play on Friday?
So Friday.
What'd you play Tuesday this week?
Correction, Tuesday. So round one, I played Alayla Stax, the new Brawl Commander for Esper, and basically we have all right. So each round is supposed to be an hour. I think we get an hour and 15 minute rounds for Tuesdays.
Fuck.
Yeah, we went to time. Yeah, because of me and the mono blue player who was playing. Well, not Azuri, the new. God damn it, what is his fucking name? The one came out in Modern Horizons. Artifacts. Why am I spacing on his... Urza. There we go.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so it was Urza who, like, oh, I only casually play Stax cards. And my deck is, I play every single fucking Stax card there is, including the jank ones that no one's ever fucking heard of.
Yeah.
Because they're dumb. Like a 5-drop enchantment that says... Whenever you tap a land, it gets a flood counter. Every other turn, you remove the flood counters and untap those permanents, and all the ones that get tapped get flooded. So it becomes this weird fucking Vorinclex cycle that you have to deal with. And then there's other bullshit like that.
Who are the other two players? It was you
and... the other two... guy across me was Grixis something. And it was just... kind of weird value deck.
And then you had your best friend Red Hat doing.
No, he was fucking stupid fucking blue in a blue deck, and that was just retarded. Who was sitting next to me?
Yeah, he's a retard.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a MAGA guy?
No, he's literally
a
retard.
Literally a retard. And then the guy, the other guy next to me, I wasn't even really paying attention to him either.
He's been living in a parking lot shadow for forever.
Oh, you have a little parking lot?
He's angry white guy instead of angry black kid.
Oh, he's angry?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty fair.
That's why he's been living in the parking lot shadow. Parking lot gets a lot more pussy than he ever thinks of.
Parking lot's been fucking getting pussy.
You gotta remember, this guy, when we talk about Red Hat, man, this is the guy that, when we talked about Magic Hose and Tasha, and, you know, I put my hand down my pants and I came up and it smelled like ass, he was deathly in love with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he fucking.
Yeah.
She could shit purple and green and go, oh, yeah, baby. I'd still eat it.
Eat it. Eat it.
All right. We're getting off topic. All right. Thanks for letting me know who it was.
But yeah, so it just became this long ass.
He was in your pod?
He was in the pod. It just became this long back and forth stacks game to the point where it was just like, okay, go to time. All right, fuck it. Roll off. Because nobody got anywhere. Fuck.
Hey, what you should have done is have an orb off.
Yeah, I really think we should have.
How does a commander regularly work with when you? What do you mean you roll off?
So roll off.
How would you win without a roll off? Be like the highest life or what?
Normally, well, that's the way we've always done it with paladins, and when it comes to the commander and trying to just finish up for time, it's either you freely choose who's actually going to take the prize home, or you just roll off. High roll wins it because. We've sat here for an hour and a half and have gotten no decisive winner.
Thanks to you and Urza.
Yeah.
Fucking party on. No wonder.
Oh, no. I'm changing my...
Were people pissed at you for that shit? Were the other guys
deck.
Pissed at you for playing that shit?
No, because it wasn't even me that was the real issue. Because, like the ones I was playing, super random, super janky. And I wasn't, like, destroying anything. And I wasn't playing mono blue control on top of that. I wasn't psychrifting the board.
So they were mad at the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mainly red. And I just sat there like, hey, I'm fucked up like everybody else is right now. I can't do jack shit. No, I'm just making a fairy and keeping it as a fucking blocker.
Yeah, I'm playing ninjutsu, but I also made an artifact deck. Yeah. So
I like that ninja deck. That's pretty
cool. No, because I'm going to end up putting Guardian Beast in that motherfucker so I can abuse the dog shit out of my fucking sack artifacts.
Yes.
What an asshole.
Sacrifice the artifacts. They don't go away.
You were there on Tuesday?
Yeah.
How was your round one?
My round one, I played against... let me see. What did I play against round one? Brad was playing...
Brad was in your pod?
But it was me and Brad.
Playing old school.
I was playing mono black control. Ugh. And he was playing robots.
Robots in disguise.
Fucking deck is real annoying, dude. I mean, Suchi is really fucking broke.
Suchi is really good.
I mean, because you're looking at turn one, Mox, land, Mox, maybe a Lotus. Then he taps fucking one of the Moxes, drops Mana Vault. And taps it, another Mox, drops fucking Suchi turn one.
Yep.
Or drops two Suchis turn one. And you're looking at eight damage. Mana. And if you're able to wipe the fucking board, yeah, you got... Optimally, I can take care of that board, but I'd be fucking... I wouldn't be able to survive one more hit because I'd have to have two Dark Rituals in hand.
Motherfucker, you get those all the time. Don't even talk shit. I'm mad.
Because my mono black deck likes me. But, you know, as long as I can get a couple of Dark Rituals in my hand, I can get a Nev's discount on one.
Yeah. Give a fuck. Tell Brad, like, fuck your mugs.
Because I'm going to take damage. I'm going to take 8 damage on it unless you put something else out there, like a Triskelion, and then shoots me for fucking 3. On top of it, so, you know, he's doing, 11 damage? That's on turn 2.
Tell him, yeah.
So I wiped the board. He gets 8 mana. See, he didn't... he's played the format, or he's played the old school cards when he was younger, but the problem is he's not remembering a lot of the way the cards are written. So he didn't remember that you get four colorless mana at the beginning of your upkeep if Su Chi's in your graveyard when it dies. So I'm like, okay, cool. He's all, I'm gonna take fucking 8 mana burn because of this. At the end of my fucking turn, I'm all, read the card, bro. It's at the beginning of your turn, you get 8 mana. Oh, okay. That changes things. And he drops another fucking Su Chi on the beginning of his next fucking turn. He top decks. I'm like, motherfucker. And then he drops Chaos Orb, and then he uses a Chaos Orb right off the fucking bat to destroy fucking some other shit for me. And I was like, oh, well. But my all-star was Royal Assassin.
Yeah, fuck.
Kill the tapped things.
It's like, oh, you're going to tap it? In response, I'll kill it?
Yep.
What?
Yeah. I couldn't do
poke.
Yeah, me and Bob played a little quick game in between rounds, and fuck, this motherfucker, bro. Tell him, Bob, how you fucking...
He goes to attack. I wait.
No, not even that. The opening draw.
Oh. No, go ahead, man. This is your story.
This is bullshit, man. So he's all like, hey, he goes, well, before you start Pioneer, let's get a game in. All right, fuck it. I brought my 93, 94. So I go, I open my hand. I'm like, fucking cool, dude. Fucking, I got a Savannah Lion. I got a Tundra Wolf, a Preacher, a White Knight. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. I go, Bob, Ritual Hippie. Fuck. I go, oh, fuck, I got his bitch ass. I had a Swords, too. I Swords that bitch. He's like, all right, cool. Ritual Hippie. I was like, fuck, dude. I get one Black Knight down. I go, that's the only thing I know he can't fuck with. And then he just starts wrecking my hand. And I finally get that Preacher down. I go, oh, cool. I'll be able to take it and fuck him over. He goes, Royal Assassin. I go, fuck. And then, yeah, I know. And after that, too, I was all like, oh, I got a second Preacher. And he's just fucking my hand up. I got nothing left. But I do got 2 Preachers and a Black Knight or a White Knight down. And then I go, all right, I'm going to take both your cards. He goes, all right, in response to you tapping, I'm going to kill one. I go, fuck this game, dude. Well, I hate 93, 94. Fuck you. And then that was it. But that's it. Every time I fucking play him, it's like Ritual Hippie. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do, bro? It's just like in turn one. That's it. It's dumb, too.
That's what we call optimization.
Yeah, well, no, the thing is I played Black-Red Control against the fucking, against his deck. And my Black-Red Control is now 100% land destruction and hand disruption.
Oh, boy.
No. And, dude, turn one, it was no Hippie, but I had 3 racks in my hand.
Oh.
So I turned one Ritual and dropped all 3 of those.
Mm.
Top decked, got my Hippie, had another Ritual in hand, dropped fucking Hippie on turn 2. And by then, he was just dropping his land. He was dropping his Moxes because he went first. So I'm like, dude, you're taking 6. You're taking this. He's all, what the fuck? I'm going, yeah, bro. You dropped all your fucking hand initially. So I got 3 fucking rack on the field. Dude, you're taking
a point. 2 per rack.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
So.
Damn.
You know, you got 2 cards missing. You're taking 6 fucking damage. I'm like, man, you fucked.
Yeah, so that's what you did? You didn't play Commander, you just...
No, went there, the funny thing is during their first match, when it went to turns, we already played 9 games.
I believe that
of old
shit.
School.
Yeah, it's like an hour and... What'd you say, an hour and 15?
I think it was hour 15.
Yeah.
And how many they were already gone.
Just 2 rounds?
For Commander, it's only 2 rounds.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then,
basically...
The funny thing is you don't play the first round. The last round is the one that you want, because that's where they fucking give out the fucking specialty fucking...
Packs. Mystery packs, the... Yeah. Mystery booster, and this time around it was Throne of Eldraine boosters. I mean, Castro pulled a, I think he said, $14-$15 card out of it. So I'm like, hey, good for him. Which was my round 2, which was me, Castro, and Perry.
Oh, Big Perry, what's up, Perry?
And I'm playing Feather now. And I'm like, okay, Castro's on Storm. He's my problem. But, eh, fuck it. I was like, I'm just going to slap Perry around.
Yeah.
Poor Perry.
Feather, the point of Feather is just deal commander damage. That's it. I'm using a bunch of cheap ass pump spells, draw cards, and just smash, smash, smash. Knock Perry out.
Too bad fucking feather wasn't didn't have green in there, man, so you can berserk that bitch.
Oh, right. Just one time. That's if I was able to do that, I would have been able to beat Castro if I had a berserk like effect. But I got him, I think he was at like 15, 16 commander damage, and then he just comboed off with Thousandear Storm and Brass's Bounty. There's a throwback. Fucking Brass's Bounty. He made like 50, I think he had over 100 treasures, and then just like fireballed. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm done.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to split it.
It was a good game. That was fun. I don't pull Feather out all that often because I come to find out in small part when it gets down to like three people, it's such a good deck.
Oh, okay.
It's dumb.
So what are you going to play this week if you're gonna do Commander?
It depends on my cards coming because like upgrading Zada. I got a bunch of other stuff into it because like I was running the budget one for the budget league. Gio helped me out with that one too. Like he's like, yeah, I use these cards.
Dude, that deck was fucking strong as fuck just for budget.
Yeah, dude, it is. But the thing with Zada is like, I mean, there's infinite combos and stuff in it too to get. But like most of the time, you're just like, okay, like around turn four or turn five, you're like smashing one dude for like 50. And then he's out, and he's like, kind of blow your load. And he's like, right there, okay. Then you have to try to rebuild it with like getting cards again.
And here's the thing with Feather, I basically have that deck in Feather because I also run Zada. Because there are token producers in that deck, and I just smash.
Yeah, I've heard people run Zada like in a five color version too, and I was like, so like just being in there. But I've been buying cards too. Like I told you, just different stuff. So I'm waiting for a TCG package this week. So if it comes in tomorrow, I'll be able to probably play Zada. If it doesn't, I'll have to wait until next week to do Commander.
Talk about packages coming in, I've got a Card Kingdom order coming. I picked up one of the five cards from that new Game Night edition.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I was like, man, do I want to buy it? Because, again, it has cards in there.
They were cheap. Card Kingdom had them for $3.99 a pop for any of the five from that set.
What game night? The
five? The new deck. One. The five. The yes.
For the deck?
No, for the single new cards.
Oh, man. I just want the I want the actual.
You want the actual decks. I only have one
that I need to fucking tear apart for fucking Commander.
Yeah.
So the Commander. Well, not the Commanders, but the new big cards.
The new foil, whatever promo cards that only are in that Card Kingdom was selling. I picked up the Earthshaker Giant. The reason why is...
Is that the red one?
No, the green one.
Oh, it's the green one?
And the reason why is because Earthshaker Giant's also a fucking druid. If you guys don't know, one of my pet decks is a mono-green druid deck.
Yeah.
Run by Satan herself, Sutton.
It's actually a legit deck.
It's a very fun deck.
But you know who else is a druid? Saffron Olive.
Yeah, that's also true.
Man.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
Because him and Pleasant Kenobi are going back and forth about...
Who has the best beard?
Who has the best beard and best hair?
No, it's just beard. It's just the beard.
I'm sorry, man. Pleasant Kenobi looks a hell of a lot better, and he's trimmed, and everything looks
good. It's maintained. It is maintained.
Versus, I'm sorry.
Bivol's going to put this to rest. Let me look up.
You've got the Pleasant Kenobi who's got the maintained shaped beard versus Saffron Olive is the I want to be a woodland man. I don't touch it. It just grows.
A Pleasant Kenobi's a way better looking dude than fucking what's his name?
Oh, Big Head? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fucking Easter Island looking motherfucker. Oh, fuck
yeah. Easter Island looking motherfucker.
Yeah, that motherfucker head's big, bro. That just must be full of knowledge, bro.
Or full of shit.
The shit has stuffed in his ass.
See, at least I can say, hey, I know I'm full of shit because my eyes are brown.
I don't know.
Hey, man. Hey, man, brother.
Do some fake ass voice too.
No.
Better known as that. But he doesn't have a badass name like Saffron Olive.
You know, for as big as he is and whatnot, with as big as head as he got that little pussy ass voice.
That's a fake voice, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like a character, bro. He's Saffron Olive. He's not whatever.
It's Seth.
Why the fuck would you want to sound like a fucking beta male instead of a fucking alpha?
Bro, because it's...
Because some people are into being betas.
Yeah. And how do you know he's a beta? He's probably fucking...
Man, he's a fucking... Well,
he's probably fucking tearing up four girls at one time right now, bro.
No, see, and mind you, in Vegas... Yeah, that's true, too. In Vegas, I vape. I go outside, and there's fucking Saffron Olive in the smoking section, smoking some Marlboro Lights. And I'm like, I went out there, and I'm just like, wow, no wonder you sound that way. You smoke. And I just walked away.
Marlboro Lights. Not even a fucking real cigarette. A light
cigarette.
Is he Asian? Is he part Asian?
I'm pretty sure he's straight white.
Saffron Olive? Yeah. Fuck no.
No, he's whiter than white.
Marlboro Light?
He's white bread.
Yeah. What's up to him or nothing?
When I saw him out there, I'm like, you smoke. No, that explains why you sound so fucking weird. And I walked away.
I don't care if it's a Marlboro Light. Hey,
and here's the thing. When he was outside smoking, he was alone. Yeah. Nobody come flooding to him when he was in the smoking area.
No one knows who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Just want to say, I hate to do this to you, parking lot, bro. That motherfucker might smoke Marlboro Light, bro, but it ain't vape, bro.
Yeah, I don't
know. More rally than that shit, bro.
Hey, you know what? And that's fine. I'll live longer than he will.
Hey, you know what? I'd rather smell this than fucking cigarette smoke all day.
Well, I know that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, bro. You imagine if Saffron. Hey, what if he chewed, bro? That'd be the ultimate shit.
See, even I won't. I can't. I chewed once, and I'm just like, fuck that.
Because you don't like fucking four women at one time, like Saffron Olive, bro.
I used to chew 3.5 cans a fucking day of Copenhagen.
Yep.
So that's my dad now.
And you were getting hella pussy back then, too, right, Bob? Hey, how much pussy were you getting back then, Bob?
A lot.
Saffron Olive pussy, bro. Hey, where are you at?
And if it wasn't fucking using that, I was chewing the. Levi Garrett loose leaf.
Real shit. Not vape blueberry lemonade shit, bro.
It's like bud, man. When someone's smoking, but getting a fucking fresh brand new ounce, open up the fucking bag, I like to go like this, just like smoking pussy, bro. Man. Just sticking my face in the fucking dank ass pussy, man.
Doesn't matter.
And just going in there and just going, oh yeah.
I don't think I've ever met anyone to be like, ew, that smells gross. Like bud smells good, bro.
Mm-hmm. And it depends on the bud. It really does depend on the bud. There's some
that red dirt weed. Red bud dirt weed. Yeah.
We were talking about paintball. That's all my cousin, and my fucking uncle. We were high the whole fucking 6 days we were there, and all we were smoking was red dirt weed.
What do you mean 6 days? We paintballed for 6 days.
Yeah, it was a week long event.
What the fuck?
A week long fucking event.
You took vacation off for that shit?
I was in high school. It was summer.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this last trip.
No, this last trip. This was just day thing. And we were high the whole fucking time. 6 days on fucking Mexican dirt weed.
Out there all high as fuck.
All that shit would give me nothing but a fucking headache, dude. Headache.
Imagine being out there for a week all high, bro. Probably thinking the fucking predators out there and shit.
Oh,
the fucking stress would fucking, dude, that gave me nothing but fucking headaches, dude. I hated that shit.
Now, we had one at some point that we went to a buddy of my uncle's house, and we went back to the hotel. All of us were like, that we're not going back.
Some high-end fucking skunk.
It was horrible.
Not premature skunk, but actual high-end skunk.
It was bad. And weird. It was like, it wasn't even an enjoyable high.
You could have got some red hair.
We got it all for free the whole damn time, which is great. But
so speaking of paying, man, we got a Patreon. We got $5, man.
Cheaper than going to your local pot shop.
For as little as a dollar, man, you get added to the DGen chat. You know, in the DGen chat, there's about 30 players or 30 Magic players in there that talk about anywhere from finance to
the good smoke.
Fucking yeah, they. And I like to post up a lot of
thick hunks.
Hey, we know what's on his fucking mind, man. All about that dick. I like to post up some thick ass up in that motherfucker every once in a while.
I bet you that fucking babe's turning your fucking estrogen level.
We also got social media, man. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter. Hit us up.
Yeah. Review us on Apple and iTunes.
Yeah.
iTunes, SoundCloud.
Give us a negative one.
Hey, it's all good. So, all right, guys, this is Earl Grey.
Parking lot.
Getting way less pussy than fucking Saffron Olive Biffle.
Hey, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Dude, you fucking queer, dude. I swear to God, bro. That shit. Let me read this shit right here. Where is it? Like here. Side effects may increase estrogen levels. Look at you thinking about.
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I'm sweating. I'm having a hot flash.
Let me blow a smoke on your abs, bro.
I'm gonna blow smoke on your dick and then I'm gonna suck that motherfucker raw.
Here, hold on. Let me put this juice on here.
let me use your vape pen.
Yeah, I can fucking take a big hit of that.
Bitch, I am on 10, this ain't no game. I'm not your friend, you should know. Hops back in here, stay packing heat. New running shit, not actually. These niggas can't pull off what I do. Up in this booth, I am too rude. When I intrude on you, don't act like you never knew. Homie, I spent most of my life trying to get here. Do not get me, you gon' feel free. In this first form, when I'm destroying you, I'm warning you.
Murder.
Straight out the insane asylum, what the fuck am I? Just think about it, can't define it. Say goodbye to any nigga you was vibing with. I fucking hate the climate. I've been on your trail like an invasive pirate, making riots. Y'all can never slay Goliath. I've been taking rappers and creating diets. Now they on the gram trying to make it private. Hoping I don't put them in the bad position. They be praying I don't ever catch them slipping. You could build the buzz, rapping sick shit, but you better not come around me acting different, bitch. I've been lost on the path of sin and I just hope the Lord's gonna have forgiveness. Sorry. Keep your mind out my bag of business, so it's me and you go have a back collision.
Oh no,
ain't giving a fuck, adrenaline rush.
Low pro,
when hitting them up, you niggas are lunch.
Faux show,
a cynical nut, I'm finna get bucked.
Hoes no,
they feeling in love, my minutes in touch. I have them flying overseas, crying over me. I am openly a cunt to them. See if I ain't roll the D, I am going unleash a giant load of cream onto them. Look, I ain't a typical nigga, you dealing with this shit, it's finna get rowdy. I swear to God, it is a must.
Yeah.
I've been a militant, mind and degenerate ever since I was a little kid playing and kicking the mud.
Yeah.
I'm a phenomenon, no telling who I'm about. When I hop on a song, I'ma lose it, it's written in blood.
Yeah.
Honestly, I done got everything I ever wanted, but is it enough?
Is it enough?
You mad cause your fans ain't as loyal. Dropping classics again, wrecking oil. Damn it, man, get the body back. There is too much madness at hand weighing on you. KOing niggas with the blow. Suck my dick under the mistletoe. Don't forget the balls, lick them both. This is sicko mode level. Travis isn't getting on because, bitch, I am on 10. This ain't no game. I'm not your friend, you should know. Hops back in heat, stay back in heat. You running shit, not actually. These niggas can't pull off what I do up in this booth. I am too rude when I intrude on you. Don't act like you never knew, homie. I spent most of my life trying to get here. Do not get me, you gon' feel fear in this first form when I'm destroyed.
Thank you.